Hello, and welcome to this digital detox meditation. My name is Marit, I'll be your guide in this practice. I invite you to take a mindful break from what sometimes feels like a fifth limb, your phone. Together, we're going to disconnect from the digital and reconnect to reality. So get ready to switch off and tune in. First, find a comfortable position with a long and straight spine. Now grab your phone, smartwatch, or any other electronic device that has become an extension of your body and soul. Feel it in your hand, the shape of it, how your fingers curl around it into their favorite position. Imagine how it heats up when you use it for too long, or how it fits against your ear when you're talking to your mom. Or imagine how irritated you feel when you forget your phone at home, or when your autocorrect doesn't understand what you're actually trying to say. Sit with that feeling for a moment. Now imagine setting your phone on Do Not Disturb and placing it in front of you, just out of reach. Don't worry, you don't have to turn it off. Just take a deep breath in and say goodbye. Just for a little while, you're going to be okay. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let the tension release from your body. Let's begin by bringing our attention to our spine. Sit with your shoulders right above your hips and your head above your shoulders. Imagine that there is a string attached to the crown of your head, which pulls you up towards the ceiling. Can you lift up through your lower spine, the sides of your body, your chest, your neck, head, and crown of the head? Create space and hold it there. Try to maintain an awareness and lengthen your spine throughout this practice. Now bring your attention to your shoulders. Slowly allow them to drop away from your ears. And let's try to undo all that subconscious hunching over your phone. Roll your shoulders forward, up, back, and down. Continue these circles and maybe even connect this movement to your breath. Reverse the movement in your own rhythm. And gently come back to stillness. Now roll your neck in a slow and conscious circle. Feel where the tension has built up. And try to release it. Change direction. And come back to the middle. Now interlace your fingers and start making circles with your wrists. Maybe make a figure eight to stretch out your forearm muscles and fight off that carpal tunnel syndrome. Change direction. and release. Flick your fingers as if you're trying to shake up some droplets of water. Try to remind your brain that your fingers can do other things than just scrolling or typing. Continue flicking, maybe a bit stronger and faster, and let it go. We're now going to do a seated variation of the cat-cow movement. On a breath in, bring your arms in front of your body in your most shrimp-like scrolling pose. Stretch all the way into the back of the ribcage. Then breathe out, bring your arms backwards, open your chest, tilt your head up, and stretch through the entire front of the ribcage. Breathe in, get sucked into the scroll, and breathe out to release the tension and your attachment to your phone. Inhale, scroll, exhale, release. Do this 3 more times in your own rhythm. When you're ready, gently come back to stillness with a long spine. Now, if that's comfortable for you, I invite you to close your eyes and keep breathing deeply. Let's bring our attention to the mind, the part of us that's often wired like a Wi-Fi router, desperately seeking signal. Constantly refreshing, scrolling, updating, like we're always waiting for something important to load, but all we get are push notifications and cookie pop-ups. But right now, in this moment, we're disconnecting from the notifications, the trends, TikToks, and yes, even those urgent NOS push alerts about all that's wrong in the world. All of that can wait. And no need to worry that you'll disappoint someone or that they will find you ignorant because you're taking a couple minutes for yourself. As you breathe in, feel the air flow in slowly, and as you exhale, release the need to check any devices. The world will continue to turn without us for a while. Breathe in and feel the space grow between you and your phone. Breathe out and let go of the urge to refresh your feed. Now take this moment to notice how it feels to not be constantly tethered to a device. This is a moment for you, for your body, your mind, your nervous system. Because when you're constantly tuned in, ready to respond from any stimulus from outside, your sympathetic nervous system is continually turned on. This is your fight or flight mode. All your senses are heightened and other bodily functions are paused. These are important survival mechanisms, but in this digital age, you're not only responding to stimuli from your immediate surroundings, but from all over the world. Our nervous system cannot handle that. So we need to find ways to turn off this fight or flight mode and turn on our parasympathetic nervous system. This allows for proper rest, recovery, and digestion. While these are subconscious states, meditation and breathing exercises can influence and calm your nervous system. So take this moment to think of a couple stimuli that turn on this fight or flight mode for you. What can you do to avoid these situations or your reaction to them? And what are a couple of activities or situations in which you feel your parasympathetic nervous system activating? When do you feel at rest? Does reading a book, crafting, or a mindful walk do that for you? Now let's take a moment to acknowledge the pull that we often feel towards our devices. It's okay, we're all a little guilty of mindlessly scrolling. The endless social media feeds can be hypnotic and addictive. But as you might have experienced yourself, scrolling endlessly doesn't lead to this restful state that we so desperately need. And perhaps you've tried to limit your online time just to get sucked back in. That's exactly how these apps have been designed, and it's not something that you should feel guilty about. So take a deep breath in and release any sense of guilt that you might feel. Now visualize that sense of craving, a craving for notifications, entertainment, likes, distraction. What does it look like? Is it maybe a red cloud around your head? Or a dark shadow in the corner? On an inhale, allow that visual to settle in. And exhale, blow it away. Inhale, deepen the visual, and exhale, blow it away. We'll now practice the breathing technique called Nadi Shodhana, meaning alternating nostril breathing. This is a great exercise to downregulate your nervous system, get out of that fight or flight mode, and simultaneously to practice movements with your fingers that do not involve swiping or typing. We'll do 6 rounds together. So with your dominant scrolling hand, place your pointer and middle finger in between your eyebrows. Then use your thumb and ring finger to alternatingly close your nostrils. First, fully breathe in. Close the right nostril and breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Close the left nostril and open the right, then breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. That's 1 round. Close your right nostril and breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch to the right. Breathe out. And in. Left. Exhale. Inhale. Right. Exhale. And inhale. Continue your own pace for another 3 rounds. When you're ready, gently release your arms back into your lap. And notice how it feels without the usual tension in your thumbs from swiping or scrolling. Feel the energy in your hands and arms resting. Your muscles are free from that repetitive motion. As you continue to breathe, I want you to imagine what life could look like when you're not glued to your screen. Imagine connecting more deeply with the present moment. What image pops up in your head? Maybe that's enjoying a beautiful meal without taking a photo of it first. Or talking to someone without glancing down at your phone mid-conversation. You know, what life used to look like in 2010. Now slowly bring your focus back to the space around you, the air, the sounds, your seat. All of these things are happening around you, even when you're buried deep in the digital world. How often do we overlook these details because we're looking at our ex's ex on Instagram? This space that you're in right now, this is your reality. It's rich, vibrant, full of sensory experiences waiting for you to notice them. Can you feel the weight of your body on the chair or pillow beneath you? Can you feel the temperature of the air around you? Take a moment to connect to that. If there's anything important happening online, you'll find out eventually, maybe in an hour or next week. So embrace this brief disconnect from the digital world. The notifications will be waiting for us when we're ready. Because right now, we're choosing something else. Our peace, our breath, our space. Inhaling slowly, feel your lungs expand. And exhaling, let go of the attachment to the digital world. Notice the ease in your body, in your mind, when there's nothing buzzing, beeping, or pinging for your attention. You're free in this moment. So let's end with a collective chant. First, create an X shape with your forearms in front of your heart your palms facing towards the outside and your fingers pointing towards the ceiling. This is called Svasti Mudra, the gesture of well-being, which shields your aura, creating a boundary for protection from negative energy. With this protection in place, we will chant No Phone 3 times. First, a cleansing breath in, and sigh it out. Take a deep breath in to chant No Phone. In. No Phone. Last time. No Phone. And release. Before we return to the world around us, I invite you to decide for yourself when and how you're going to reconnect with your phone. Maybe you pick it up right after this meditation, or maybe you lay it to rest for a little while longer. You are in charge. Now place your hands in Anjali Mudra, prayer position, in between your eyebrows. Thank yourself for taking this time. You've allowed yourself to tune in and switch off. I thank you for disconnecting from the digital together and reconnecting to reality. When you're ready, gently blink open your eyes. Thank you for meditating with me today. Stay mindful and maybe stay off your phone a little longer. Namaste.